Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddamn it. So I guess all this time I've been going and you couldn't hear me, right? You can hear me now, right? Folks, somebody hit me. Let me know. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. I'll do this. 469, you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, what's up, Uncle Bud? I can hear you.
All right, brother. Cool. I've been noticing that something wasn't right. But I couldn't figure out what it was because I kept seeing people come and go. But that's because they couldn't hear me. But I talked to the brother already. I don't know what's going on with the computer shit is what I really don't know what I'm saying. So what I'm going to do, what I'm going to motherfucking do is start the shit over because I want you to get this shit. This is real dope I got to lay on your motherfucking ass. Forget all that preliminary bullshit, you know, about who the motherfucker is and all that goddamn shit. I just want to start over with where I'm coming from because tonight I'm like really trying to talk about how bad do your ass want it? How bad do you want it? I'm not talking about all that talking slick shit and rhyming and all that damn shit. I'm just wanting to know how bad you want it because I'm finna talk about bitches. You know, the value of bitches, what makes a bitch worthy of whatever. What I'm saying is this. You just have to understand where you coming from. For me, I know that I was a motherfucking, let me take this shit out. I don't even want that motherfucker. Yeah, that motherfucker getting shit. But any motherfucking way. Wait a minute, man. Not as motherfuckers. Hold on, man. I got to do something. Let me see something. The speakers and the... Do I want... There's a motherfucker. Oh, there you go. Let me see. Can you... Hey, listen. Hey, you guys. I didn't turn the speaker down because it was reverberating. But I want to make sure you can hear me. Somebody, press 1 and let me know you can still hear me. Because if not, I got to turn this speaker back on. Somebody, just press 1. Let me know if you can hear me. Fuck that. Hey, 469, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Uncle Bud.
Oh, okay, good. Good, okay, good. Oh, all right, I'm going to keep going now. But that's what it was. That speaker was up and it was... reverberating. 917, okay, you understand, nigga. Okay, hey, listen. But what I'm saying is when you understand bitches, because a lot of you guys don't understand this before you understand bitches. I'm just saying, you don't understand this. You're trying to do some pimping, and you can't do it without fucking bitches. So it seems to me, before you even learned anything, you would learn bitches. You would learn what to think and say to bitches. So what I'm saying is you got to determine what kind of bitch you fucking with. I was doing this interview, and it was a fucking stripper, and it was a motherfucking street hoe. sitting there. They were being interviewed by me at the same time. Now, I'm going to make points. I'm going to make particular examples in what I say, and I got all this planned in my head. But what happened was any motherfucking way. The street hoe was dressed, you know, good. You know, the motherfucking stripper was dressed good. You know, they both was looking like ladies and shit. And before I go on, I just want to say this. I don't know if you know this or not, but real hoes, they only look like hoes when they hoeing. Because when they not hoeing, they somebody's motherfucking woman. And you got to understand it. If you don't want to understand that, then don't. And then you'll get knocked off with a bitch. You'll never have any longevity in this game because you don't want to accept the truth. And the truth is, them bitches is your motherfucking woman when they not selling pussy. Now, the point I was making about the stripper and the bitches, the stripper and the hoes, is that they have different mentalities. And personally, I prefer the street hoe. Now, you got to understand this. I asked this question to both of them. And the question was, are you motherfuckers hoes? And then the hoe immediately said, yeah. And I, you know, proceeded to ask her the rest of the, you know, my fucking questions. And then that little part went pretty smooth. Then I asked the stripper, well, she a hoe. Now I'm expecting to go through the same shit. And that bitch said, yeah, I'm a hoe. But I'm telling you, immediately, she opened her motherfucking top. And then, you know, she had some big old ass fucking titties. And she pushed the goddamn titties up in my face. And you could hear in my voice that she didn't surprise. This didn't surprise the shit out of me. So now as I tried to get her to stop. But before I could actually tell the bitch that I didn't want her to do all that shit, she then turned her motherfucking ass around and then split her motherfucking ass cheeks open for the camera to get a full view. And this bitch did all this in response to me asking, was she a hoe? Now, I didn't tell you this story, and you motherfuckers don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. See, first of all, I'm talking about that's the difference between a stripper and a real hoe. A real hoe do not want to do shit for a tip or a few goddamn motherfucking dollars. Because she know for every motherfucking dude who put a tip in her garter belt and she up there dancing, 50 more motherfuckers saw her for free. And the street bitch ain't having that shit. Whoever see a street hoe is paying for it right now. Ain't no motherfucking, you know, thinking about it or getting to see part of. If you don't, you know, believe what I got to offer you is what the fuck you want, then there's no part of it you can see without paying. And that's a street bitch. So what I'm saying is, for that dancing bitch and the escort bitch, in my opinion, that bitch ain't nothing but a showcase bitch who, you know, don't have no proper perspective on the motherfucking game. I'm sure both of them bitches, you know, make money, and they have their motherfucking limits. But neither one of them motherfucking bitches have a man who makes decisions, who show them motherfuckers how to go, where to go, and when to go. Hoes have men who, in theory, well, really, I got to say that, in theory, because today's motherfuckers, you know, they don't have no spine. Shit Kool-Aid. They don't even shit hard shit. They shit Kool-Aid. That's how motherfucking soft they are today. Not every motherfucker, but hella motherfuckers is that goddamn soft. You know, shit, man. Dudes, in theory, who make all the motherfucking decisions that need to be made. Now, I could ask this question, but I am going to ask. Do any of you motherfuckers out there make all of the goddamn decisions that's to be made in your house. See, that's funny. Because you motherfuckers don't do it. Then you call yourself a pimp. I never had a stripper or an escort bitch. Because just as much as she can make on the streets, make escorting or whatever the fuck stripping, she can make that and more on the track. But the major difference is, see, them bitches don't have to have no motherfucking pimping in that escort shit or that motherfucking stripper shit. And if you got one of them bitches, that bitch think of you as a business partner. She don't think of you as a goddamn pimp. Her mentality is that she is so much different than a hoe. Shit. I'm going to tell you about some shit. And this is some real shit. It makes no fucking difference if the goddamn street hoe sell her goddamn pussy for $50 and the escort hoe sell her goddamn pussy for $5,000. They both sell pussy. So they both hoes. And you can't make yourself see no different unless you want to be blinded by some stupid information. When it comes to any variation, any kind of variation of hoeing, you should stay away from it. Because them motherfucking bitches who only can hoe like this way in particular, you won't be able to count on them goddamn bitches in the long run. And if you're really down and dirty about getting your money, it's not for the day or this week or this month or this year. It's forever. You trying to get your money. Them, you know, only escort bitches or whoever the fuck kind of bitch, internet bitch or whatever, they only good while they're getting this good. So I got you, 469. What's up with you?
What's up, Uncle Bud?
Hey, man. What's going on?
I just want to ask you about this, your philosophy on this. What you think about, like, have you heard about that Backpage shit getting cut down, shut down? And
well,
what you think,
man,
these niggas going to do now?
Them niggas going to have to shit or get up off the pot, man. Let me tell you something, man. See, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but I've been telling them motherfucking niggas about this is going to happen for about 3 years, 4 years.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because motherfucking will just let you do some shit. And what I'm saying is that's why I don't fuck with that shit, because you get dependent on that shit. And let me tell you what's going to happen now. You say, what do I think is going to happen? All them niggas going to see how they ain't got a pimp bone in their body. They going to lose all their hoes. And them motherfuckers going to be fucked up until they accidentally find some other kind of something to take over like that. And then
right.
They can start all over again.
What I'm saying is,
see, pimp nigga like me, that shit ain't got no effect on me, because I wouldn't be fucking with that no way. That's somebody telling you how to get your money. That's somebody monitoring how you get your money. You know,
right,
and if
right.
it ain't cool with Backpage, then you can't do it. Whereas
right.
the only thing you can't do on that track is what you don't fucking want to do. Everything else is good to go. What I'm saying, bruh, that way you are needed. You, the pimp, you're needed. All these other ways, you're eliminating the pimp's necessity.
Mm.
You're not even needed to have for a bitch to want to be on Backpage don't need no goddamn pimp. And that's just the facts. And that's what these motherfuckers are doing. There's even though Backpage shut down, Redbook shut down, that shit gonna open up in another name some kind of where else, and you motherfuckers is gonna get up on it and start doing it. But what it's doing is showing you that you ain't gonna be needed in the near future, 20 years, 15 years. You know, you ain't gonna be needed. Motherfuckers is gonna just have to, you know, fuck with the internet. And they're going to get to do what they want to do. And then, of course, there's going to be some motherfuckers that's going to be cool enough or slick enough or however you want to say it, you know, to stay involved. But the pimp is going to die. This is gonna die because every motherfucker, every motherfucker's going with this new wave bullshit. You know, trying to, you know, motherfuckers be talking about, man, they giving motherfuckers, you know, double digit lives. Oh, this shit, like they just started that shit. They've been doing this shit since the 30s, the 1930s. I mean, giving a motherfucker life. You know, all this, you got a white bitch in your car and you cross state lines, you got some kind of sentence. But if you got two white bitches and you cross the state lines, you got can't get out of prison for nothing. Nothing's going to get you out. They've been doing that shit.
Right.
So I'm saying, ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing changing as far as, you know, now that they're doing this. But, you know, I can't take a chance on doing this, that, and the other. Ooh, okay, but you're going to have your ass sitting at the other end of a computer talking to some motherfucker that you can't see. You don't know nothing about motherfucking about. And you're going to let your bitch go date that motherfucker. And it ain't that he a chainsaw murderer. He said, why he ain't the police? I'm saying, these motherfuckers is crazy, man.
So let me ask you this, Uncle Bub. I'm going to say, what's up? So I'm going to say, so basically, until something else, these niggas sitting around waiting on something else to pop up, until then, they true colors going to show that they really ain't pimping like they thought they was, what you're saying.
Yeah, that's not only what I'm saying, that's what's going to happen.
Okay, I got you.
Also, what's going to happen, is some of them niggas that was straddling the fence, some of them motherfuckers that, you know, could be pushed to either side, some of them motherfuckers is going to see that this shit I'm talking has merit and is real, and they going to jump to the side that I'm talking about, and they ain't finna depend on that shit no more. Because, see, it was abroad, actually. And I was talking to this bitch, and she was talking about how motherfuckers today just don't have examples like you guys had. You guys, when I was young in the pimping, I'm talking about, you know, in my teens, I saw motherfuckers rolling doing this. I saw them having hoes. I just saw all this shit. Now, you guys have heard about it and read about it. I mean,
right.
You know, you may have saw a motherfucker with a couple of bitches, but that's like a blue moon type shit.
Hey, blue moon.
We saw it every day. It was in our face. Motherfuckers is doing this shit. If you want to do it, this how you do it. You know, so with that said, I start realizing that you guys really don't have no fucking real example. So you just got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a belief that we had back then. Now, we had shit that was helping us believe, and that was seeing motherfuckers with 4-5 hoes, you know, coming to dinner at some restaurant, you know, some shit like that. We seeing that shit. But what I'm saying is, if you really believe, brother, you'll end up doing like we did, and you'll be down for what you believe, because you do not believe in what's really happening now, I'm sure. It's happening right now. But you know, if you really believe in this game, you believe how we used to do it. Not that we were perfect, because we did it like generations before us did it. So
right.
It's not that we thought of this to perfection. We just didn't change it.
See, like check this out. My bad, Uncle Bud.
No,
go ahead.
No, man. No, what?
When I think about, like, the pimp shit, I don't think about, like, none of the days and shit. I think about, like, the niggas back in the 60s and 70s. That's just where my mind just reflects to, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but let me tell you something even better than that. Anybody that's listening to what we're talking about, the way you can really understand that you are just manipulated by society is if you closed your eyes, then you said the word pimp.
Mm.
What image would you get? You wouldn't get no rapper. You wouldn't get no motherfucker that doing all this shit, you know, that's talking about they could pimp. You wouldn't get no corporation. You would get a nigga like what you was finna explain. A motherfucker that, go ahead, what was you gonna say?
I was gonna say like a nigga, you know, with back in the day, like 60s and 70s, with a perm, meat coat, gaiters, you know what I'm saying? The whole nine, the Cadillac, out the whole nine, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
I was
but
thinking of the niggas back in the 60s and 70s.
What I'm saying is this, bro. If you would have just said that word, like I asked, and you would have thought what you thought, which was just what you said, it wouldn't be none of these other definitions that people have of pimp. Those definitions wouldn't even register to you. It would only register what you just said. Some nigga flied out with a bunch of hoes doing some pimp shit. So what I'm saying is, this is why I don't even listen to these motherfuckers talking about these new definitions, because anything to water it down to make it to where anybody can do it, anybody can be it, then, you know, because they didn't got it to where being a pimp motherfucker is so easy to do, a bitch could do it now. So what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, man, that's how they do this shit. Bitches that call themselves sending other bitches were called madams. And them fucking bitches, them madams, used to take a percentage of the money. So you cannot say she's a pimp. You can only say she is sending some bitches, making a deal. Pimps get all the money. There's no deal to be made. You either want to get pimped by me or you want to get pimped by some other motherfucker because you're a hoe. Period. You know, that don't mean I don't like you. That just mean I know who the fuck I'm fucking with. So let's understand that first. And if we get past that, we can go further. And if they could talk to a bitch like that, come on, man, that bitch ain't going to know what the motherfucker say, because that's real shit. Bitch, I don't want to hear no goddamn theories about whatever you think a nigga should do with a bitch. Shit, I know you's a hoe, and I'm a pimp. Now, let's motherfucking see if you can understand where I'm coming from, because I don't understand where you're coming from, and I won't. I ain't even trying to. That's how you come at. That's how you come at a bitch. Let her know. Shut your fucking mouth up, and don't say shit. But you don't have to say those words. You say other words and make her interpret it, and then she thinks that she thought of, "Well, I better be quiet." And you know, okay, bitch, if that's the way you need it, I'm a motherfucker that know bitches. That's why I said from the get go. If you want to be a pimp, if you want to really understand pimping, you better fucking understand women. You better quit being so narrow-minded that you think the only way to have a bitch is to say, fuck you, bitch, do what I say. No. You have to make a bitch want to do what you say. And the only way you do that is by showing her the sense in what you say. So whenever you say something that's instructions, you need to be able to show her why following the instructions is going to make her get whatever the hell you say and the end result is going to be. And if you can't do that, the bitch don't necessarily have to follow your instructions unless she's scared of you. And if that's the case, you know, she'll do it, but what is that? You can't trust a bitch. I had bitches that wanted to fucking do. I had bitches that were their worst punishment. You hear me? Not me tying them up, stabbing them, you know, none of that kind of goddamn shit. The worst thing I could do to them was tell them they can't get me no money. Bitch, you can't get me no money today. If I see you on the motherfucking track today, you better choose a nigga with the money you got. Because as far as I'm concerned, you can't represent me today. I'm like, please. You know, all that kind of got there. Okay, I'm sorry. Just let me go. I'll show you. The nigga would sit up and say, bitch, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you a second chance. but what I'm saying is, goddamn, this bitch didn't beg you. She didn't plead with you. Can she pay you? Come on, man. I'm talking about the mental gymnastics that I fuck with, that you will fuck with if you fuck with me, is just miraculous, man. You got a motherfucking bitch that the average motherfucker would beg to stay. Baby, please don't go. I won't do it tomorrow. I'll straighten this up a lot. And here you are, the bitch has got the total flip, talking about, please let me pay you. Let me go out and show you. I can do it exactly like you want. Bitch, no. Like, just please, please. And you say, bitch, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you a second chance. And that bitch jump up. That bitch jump up, hugging me, thanking you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You'll see it's not wrong. Man, come on, man. If your chest ain't big as fuck, man, I'm just saying, man, you got to know how to pimp, man. These motherfuckers don't know how to pimp. They just know that there's some money involved. So they just know they have their hand out to get the money. They don't know that pimping is required to get the money.
So they don't, they don't lower the standard so much that where it's just, okay, as long as I'm getting money from a bitch, I'm a pimp. You know what I'm saying? And
that's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah,
they
ain't doing shit.
They can't send the bitch nowhere. You know, we send bitches cross country. We ain't got to be there. Western Union, bitch. You understand? These motherfuckers can't send the bitch across the street to the neighborhood store to buy some motherfucking potato chips, let alone send her across country to get real chips. Come on, man. Then the bitch ain't even, she ain't done working till she send you your money on Western Union. Come on, man. You ain't got to be with no bitch to pimp. You know, you just got to know how to pimp. You just got to know how to do it. All right, man. So go ahead. Come on.
I was going to say, you think a nigga go do this shit, or he got to be born, like they say, you got to be born for this shit, or this shit got to
be. No, man. Listen, man. No. Listen, let me tell you something. I wasn't born a pimp. So there's no fucking way that I think you're born a pimp. I think every motherfucker have the same things, and there's some insecurities and some motherfucking abilities. And however you grow up, learning what's right and wrong, what's legal, what's illegal, what's good and bad, all this kind of goddamn shit. However you grow up is going to make you, you know, develop those particular senses to a certain point. But what happens for a motherfucker like me is a particular sense that makes me don't give a fuck about the law as far as getting what I want gets developed to where I'm not afraid of that kind of goddamn shit. And you do that by, you start out by, you know, going against what your parents say. Well, you better be in here at 9 o'clock. And first you come in at 9:10, then you come in at 9:30, take your ass whoop and still come in at 9:30. Then it's getting later, you know, it's getting later and later. But at one point, you're going to be developed, especially if you're doing like that, because you're going to see all kind of shit, gambling, you know, selling shit, all kind of shit. And you're going to see some pimp niggas, and you're going to gravitate to one of them. I just happen to gravitate to a motherfucker that don't get dirty, because that was my big thing about the pimping. The pimping was the only hustle where you can do all day and do not get dirty. If you some kind of gambler, you got to do whatever. If you, especially if you motherfucking play dice, you got to get on the motherfucking knees and shoot dice. You know, if you shoot pool, you got to lean over the pool table, get that chalk all over your motherfucking. I mean, all that shit had negatives except this pimping, man. White suit, white shoes, white teeth.
Go out there and the nigga still say they got a sticker shirt on.
I'm just saying, man. Look, man, it was good hollering at you, man. I'm going to put you back in. I got hella more shit to talk about. Let me get with it. All right, listen. So, excuse me. You guys got to understand, I do have a cold, and you're going to be hearing the shit in my voice. And when you hear me cough, I'm sorry, I can't help it. But I could have not did the show, or I could accept that I'm going to have these limitations. But, like I'm saying, when you let the bitch know when you leaving, fuck you, bitch. You know, you don't have to say that, but, you know, you let her know. And then you do need to say, there's way too many bitches out here for me to, you know, than for me to be trying to, you know, convince your punk ass of shit. You let that bitch know. Period. Then you turn around and leave. Now, what I'm saying is, of course, you just said some raw shit. The bitch ain't gonna really do nothing but accept what you said. The only way she won't accept it is if you try to make it lighter. And as long as you don't, you're going to walk off and she's going to remember you forever. You're just supposed to know that you can fucking have 7 of them motherfucking bitches. And she can't never find another motherfucker. Oh, goddamn. I just wasted shit on my fucking computer. Oh, fuck. I hope nothing's fucked up, you guys. I'm sorry. I was drinking some water, and I wasted it on my goddamn computer. And I just hope nothing's fucked up. But I'm going to keep doing the show, of course. And I just, you know what? Goddamn. Seems like I should cut this shit off because it's wet in there. Fuck. That was really fucked. You know what, you guys? Hey, we got to end the show. I got to cut my computer off.